Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Oh, you Facebook people. Goodness. Come on, you Facebook people. So I made a comment during the break, and oh.
Oh, no, so, people were laughing. I don't think it was.
Oh. So for the remaining 50,000 people who are listening on the radio, during the Sports Center, Saad was talking about the WNBA draft.
Yeah. And you know, it's going to be televised.
And I made a comment that just between me and Brad, and I didn't know the camera was still on. But I said, does anybody really care about the WNBA draft? And I think somebody thought that was funny. And look, I enjoyed watching the NCAA women's tournament. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it particularly when Notre Dame won. I enjoy watching WNBA games from time to time if I'm channel surfing and I watch it. Mm-hmm. But I really don't care about that WNBA draft because I don't know any of those people.
It won't trump Rudy if Rudy is on.
I will go right by that one. All right, let's go to Larry from Oklahoma. Can you get me Larry, please?
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, great show, y'all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What you got?
I live up here in Hendricks, Oklahoma. It's about 85 miles or 90 from where you're at. But okay. I'm on my way to Rowlett to pick up some drums. But so I'm on the road, so I wasn't able to do all that stuff. On Facebook with you, but anyway, hey, I had my left ankle fused 3 years ago, and Dr. Liu out of UT Southwestern did a great, man, it's perfect, but the right one's going to be needing it, and he said take it on he said come back see me every 6 months, and we'll do it as my pain increases or whatever. He said that would be his advice, you know. But the X-ray, what it is, well, that bone comes straight down from your shin.
Tibia. Yep, the tibia.
Yeah, tibia. I should have known that. Anyway, it comes in that socket. It's almost a quarter inch out to the outside of the foot.
Yeah.
It's like it's moved out of that little. Indentation where it's supposed to fit.
Yeah, so it's shifted.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so it's shifted. So is that what was going on your other side? Is that why it was fused?
No, the other side was different. He had to shift my whole foot about, I don't know, he said quite a bit back, you know, from the front to the back. It was, the bone was touching right where that bone hits the top of your foot. I was bone on bone, and man, it was killing me.
So
I'm asking.
All right. So fast forward. So what's your question?
Okay, my question is this. It's strange. My question was, my Achilles by that connection in that right ankle being off the way it is, it's got to a point now that the most pain I get isn't exactly from the bones within the ankle itself, but I'm thinking it's making my Achilles pull.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
to being out of whack, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. So, Kareem, you want to feel this one?
Yeah, I would say, look, if Dr. Liu did a great job down at UT Southwestern, good foot and ankle physician, I'd go right back to him to get evaluated. I mean, the first thing he told us was how happy you were with the other ankle and what they did and the fusion and everything. Go right back to him. You know, as soon as everything can be done, go right back to your doc that you got and go and see what options he has. You know, he may, just because you had one thing on the other side, it may not be exactly the same on the right side. And see if you like the options. I'd always start there. I mean, if you need anything further, you know, we're happy to give you a second opinion. But I think go start with Dr. Liu.
Yep, and he'll be able to tell you. So if your question to us is, Could ankle problems cause Achilles pain? The answer is yes. Yes. The foot and ankle are mechanical marvels. They're absolute mechanical marvels. There's so many bones. There's so many joints. There's so many ligaments. The fact that we can walk is a miracle. And then throw sports on top of that. We walk, we run, we cut, we jump. It is absolutely a mechanical marvel. So anything that screws up the mechanics, can disrupt the entire mechanism. So if you've got a, I don't know, big toe arthritis, yeah, that can cause Achilles pain. That can cause plantar fascia pain. That can cause all kinds of other things. So, yeah. So if your question is it related? The answer is yes. If the question is what to do about it, I agree with Kareem. Go back to the doc that you're happy with. He might just recommend orthotics or something. Thanks, Larry.
Okay, sir. Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate y'all.
You bet.
Keep listening.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
I got to say this. We're watching sports. Or I don't even know what this is. It's like a commercial or something.
Yeah.
And apparently Shaquille O'Neal's son said that his dad bought a boat and called it free throw because he'll never sink it. That's brilliant. Sorry about that. Got a little distracted. But
so I had a discussion with Derek Harper a long time ago. I think, and I can't remember the details about this. I think Derek might have been on the Lakers while Shaq was there, or he was on the Knicks when Shaq was there. But he had something to he said something to the effect that in practice,
nailing him.
80%.
Wow.
But in games, he would walk up to the free throw line and he was scared to death.
Oh, gosh.
And you know, that becomes a kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you don't think you're going to make it, you're going to miss it.
Oh, yeah. Particularly in a certain setting, too. If you're like, oh, man, I miss every time I get to the free throw line during a game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then you're messed up. It's more mental than anything.
Yeah, it is. So, again, I have nothing against the WNBA. I enjoy the WNBA, but I don't really care about the WNBA draft. Just wanted to make sure that
was specific.
That I was clear.
Right, that's right.
I don't care about the WNBA draft. I got to go to Ginobili. I just have to. Okay, so. Good morning, bud. How are you?
Hey, Doc. How you doing? Nice outfit today. Dr. Ballard is always on point when we can see him, but
I thought you would appreciate that.
I see you redeemed yourself. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for the sacrifices that you do every day, because you have to deal with patients. And you don't know what they have and what they're bringing into your office. And secondly, I'm trying to find out about, a lot of us are sitting at home, not me, but a lot of us are sitting at home consuming food. And how does that affect our recovery? And also to the dude who said Luka and Jordan, I know he's from Dallas, but I don't think he's ever watched basketball a day in his life. Go ahead and answer.
He said a day in his life.
No. Look, don't take anything away from Luka, but you got to be in the league a long time before you're in that category.
You got to at least last. That's what we were talking about on the break. Yeah.
Yeah. Win a couple of titles, maybe six.
Yeah. We can start talking.
Maybe six. What was it that, and I don't know if Scott's still on the phone or Kareem's on the phone. Talk to me when you're on my block or something like that about the undefeated season. Anyway. Yeah. So nutrition and healing, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You want to field it?
I mean, I'm not a nutrition expert. I know enough to know, he's talking about people sitting at home eating and, you know, when it comes to athletes at this point, my concern for athletes is that they're not working out to the same extent that they are consuming food.
Right.
And so the concern would be, you know, listen, you got to continue to work out. Now, some of these pro guys, they've been showing videos of people still working out, at home and stuff like that. But, you know, they have big time calorie diets primarily because they burn so many calories.
Yep.
But now they're not burning as many calories, so that might be somewhat of an issue. But in terms of recovery, you know, a lot of that depends on when they eat, what they eat specifically. It's a whole science to it. So, yes, there's a it, it,
so,
as a contributing factor, but
I'm a nutrition expert. I've been eating my whole life. So I'm
good
a
point.
I'm a nutrition expert.
Good point.
A long time ago, and this goes way back to when Scott and I were in medical school, TPN was a big deal, you know, total parenteral nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And we understood what Ginoble's saying in that if someone has a chronic illness and someone is on life support for a long time, the fuel that we use for nutrition had a significant impact on healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still the case. That is absolutely still the case. Scott, do you remember when they first came out with that study that says chicken soup is actually good for a cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a while.
It has been a while, but that underscores the fact that proper nutrition is absolutely essential for healing injuries. If you don't have the proper nutrients, then it is hard for your body to rebuild. One of the questions that was asked, I shouldn't say a question, it was a comment. I told you guys that I did an interview with the LA Times yesterday, and the reporter was saying that when he spoke with some of the trainers around the league, one of their concerns about the NBA coming back was injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, what do you think of that? Well, I have to give you guys a historical perspective. If you go back to the NFL in the 60s, the guys didn't get paid enough, so they had jobs in the summer. And if you go back to the NBA in the 80s, the guys were getting paid, so they didn't have to have a summer job. But in the summer, they became deconditioned. And the whole purpose of training camp was to get back in shape. So they would work out and they'd run wind sprints, et cetera, et cetera. It was basically to get guys back in shape. Well, nowadays, the modern athlete, they stay in shape year round. And just because the NBA is not going, trust me that these guys are working out.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the NBA players of this generation, they're working out. They've got nutritionists. They've got trainers there. They are ready. So I am not so much concerned about injuries when they come back, because this is no different than when the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, you're not going to go from 0 to 100 in a week.
Mm-hmm.
There will probably be a training camp. There has to be a training camp. And that said, that's to get guys used to the running and the jumping, et cetera, et cetera. Kareem, your thoughts about nutrition and healing?
Yeah, so there's something called ERAS, which is called enhanced recovery after surgery. That is kind of some things that I deal more with when I do joint replacements, knee and shoulder replacements. So what the old adage used to be, don't eat or drink after midnight, you know, have 8 hours of no food or nutrition. Some of that is kind of going by the wayside. So we actually give patients a Gatorade 3 hours prior to surgery to get them out of a catabolic state of breakdown and get them into an anabolic state prior to surgery because of what happens to the body after a surgery. And post-surgery, we are changing some of the things we do from a nutritional standpoint, which have shown for wound healing, such as arginine supplementation. So we have been doing some arginine supplements, which is an amino acid for wound healing post-operatively. And this has mainly been in more of the total joint literature. Scott may be able to comment if they're doing a lot of these similar things for big spine procedures. From a sports medicine, you know, for ACLs and rotator cuffs and labrums, the literature hasn't come yet from on that end. We're seeing it more in the total joint world. But, yes, there are a lot of nutritional things that are changing on how we do certain things now, pre- and post-surgery.
All right.
You mean it's not just simply albumin and total protein anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, everything evolves.
No, Kareem played safety for – no, Scott Blumenthal was a kicker at Northwestern. Kareem played safety at University of Texas. That was an answer to a question.
On Facebook, someone said, wasn't Kareem a kicker in college?
Yes. All right.
Kareem the kicker.
All right. Quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine coming back to wrap up episode 743. I hope it was fun for you guys. It's been fun for us so far. Coming right back, a few phone calls, a few questions, and we'll wrap it up.